Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
What's the frequency, can at the show?
What's the most interesting question you've ever been asked as boss?
It would be hard to pick the most interesting, but I'll give you a recent one because I remember it. Yesterday, we were at the St. Louis Air Show and STEM Expo, and a young man who's clearly got a STEM future came up to me at Crowdline and asked me how the fluids in the aircraft handle being inverted, which is
That's a great question.
That's a tough one to answer at Crowdline. One, because there's a lot of fluids in the aircraft, and they're all different. Also, it's just a really complicated engineering answer when you're talking about inverted flight. So we didn't spend a lot of time on that one, but that one stuck with me yesterday when I got that.
So,
yeah, that's a long and very, very technical answer.
You
didn't tell them it's FM. A lot of fluids in the airplane, and they all move around. So that's a tough one. But that was an interesting question.
And the kid's clearly got a future in STEM if he's thinking that way about, you know, air flight or anything else. That's Alex Armitage, Commander Alex Armitage, number one pilot boss, commanding officer for the Blue Angels. Had a chance to listen to him speak at the Five Flags Rotary a couple of weeks ago, and I've been kind of sitting on the audio because obviously I knew the Beat Show was coming, and this week would be a good chance to share it with you as we have Circle and Arrival today, this morning. So you hear some blues out at the beach this morning, and then, of course, all this week we have all the events. The Blues Fly Tomorrow is their practice show at 2 o'clock, just the blues. And then Friday you have the dress rehearsal, which is all the acts, and number 7, the narrator calling the show. So you can listen to that. News Radio is going to carry that over the air. So if you're on your boat tomorrow, on Friday, or if you're at a bar or down the beach at the, you know, your condo or something, or just on the beach, you know, and you want to pull us up on the app on your phone or whatever, you can listen to number 7 while the Blue Angels are flying. And then on Saturday, of course, we have the full coverage, and both days we're going to have traffic coverage all day. But then on Saturday, we have the show from noon to 2, where Captain Greg McWhirter and I talk about Blue Angel stuff for 2 hours, and then the blues fly, and we carry that narration for you as well. Back to Alex Armitage talking at the Five Flags Rotary, like I said, a couple of weeks ago. It's kind of interesting, the questions that he gets.
When you brought the team in this year, last year, to El Centro for the first time, what's the most difficult maneuver?
A question I get on the road a lot is, what's your favorite maneuver? And my response is usually something along the lines of, picking a favorite maneuver is like picking my favorite kid. It's my oldest. But they're all different. They're all special. They all have their own challenges. The most difficult maneuvers, it's really hard to pick one. I would certainly say it's probably one of the Delta maneuvers, only because leading 6 airplanes is much harder than leading 4. And you don't have the freedom of movement as the lead that you would with just 4 airplanes. But they're all very difficult. The loop break cross is extremely difficult. If those of you that aren't familiar, you basically do a loop over center point. If this my left foot here is center point, we're pointed straight down, and we all break out, go 6 different directions, fly out to 2.5 miles, do a half cube and 8, and then we all meet back at center point. And the goal is that we all meet back at center point at the exact same time at 400 knots, which is extremely hard to do, if you can imagine. So that one's tough, and that's one we work on all year. But in terms of when you're first learning them, they're all really hard. I was months into this job before I came back from a flight and didn't say to myself, I've never done that in an airplane before. So there's a lot of very unique flying here. There's a very lot. It's all safe. It's all planned. It's all tested. But it's all stuff you wouldn't see in the fleet.
Yeah, and, you know, it's very carefully scripted to show off the performance capabilities of the jets, obviously. I know since we got storms going on right now, in fact, in, basically the southern two-thirds of Escambia County and then the western, Milton, Garcon Point area in Santa Rosa County are getting pretty heavy storms right now. You might be thinking about weather for this weekend, which, you know, typically the beach show is bright, beautiful, clear, and brutally hot. But, you know, we've had years where it got canceled or, you know, where there were, you know, impacts because of weather. And so what are the different shows they do?
One thing that's interesting about our demo now, and one of the things that that they did with the Super Hornet demo that I really like and is a pretty neat aspect of it, is we have what we call a common ground track. So we have 4 different shows we can fly, all based on based on ceilings, based on how high the clouds are. So our highest show, our going-in game plan, is what we call a high show. Stay with me because it's going to sound weird. Our next one down is the low show, but then we have two more below that. So our high show, then it goes low show, then it goes flat roll show, and then our lowest show is what we call a flat show. So we can do a flat show with just 1,000 feet. All of those shows have the same ground track. So if you were to just look kind of God's eye view straight down on our air show, all of those shows look the same for where the airplanes are, and all that changes is how much they go up and down. So that is an advantage in a lot of ways. One of the biggest advantages for us is it allows us to rapidly change between shows if weather conditions change, which happens more often than you might think.
And the key thing for that is not whether it's raining, it's whether it's visible. It's visibility. Clouds are the whole issue. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10 and I-110 looking really good right now. No accidents to report to you. I am seeing some delays as you roll from Pace to Pensacola on Highway 90 through that construction zone. Starting to back up a lot there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody texts in and says, can you please remind people and express to them the importance of picking up after themselves after having a good time at the beach? You know, and, you know, every year, like Memorial Day weekend, we get, you know, people get upset about how the partiers down at Portofino and East, you know, treat the beach. And fair enough, but then it gets cleaned up. And it does get cleaned. It's gotten better and better every single year. You know, 4th of July weekend and Blue Angels weekend are just as bad. I mean, they really are. It's horrendous. So, yes, please clean up. But I'll tell you this. It's a good moment to mention, and I heard Wes Moreno say this yesterday during the county commissioner meeting, and I totally agree with him. Public Works does an amazing job. I mean, they shouldn't have to. You know, people should clean up after themselves. People shouldn't be beastly and horrid, but they are. And so Public Works does a fantastic job of cleaning up after events. I want to give them extra credit for that. Back to Commander Alex Armitage talking at the Five Flags Rotary a couple weeks ago about, you know, questions they get asked and how they have to be diplomatic sometimes.
Occasionally we'll get, very rarely, we'll occasionally get kind of questions that are built around whatever the political topic is of the. I remember last year in Key West, so early last year, think like the start of the Ukraine war, somebody came up to me with a phone right in my face and just asked if I'd say something about Ukraine. I don't remember what the phrase was, but you'll get those once in a while. They're not very subtle, which makes them very easy to kind of stiff arm. So I offered to sign her hat or whatever, and that was kind of the end of it. But yeah, that's as far as we got. But those don't happen very often. Those are pretty rare.
Yeah, because that's just not their job, is to answer anything like that. Even Navy questions, you know, questions about Navy policy or anything outside of basically the Blue Angels, is just not their purview, and they will defer on those questions to basically not answering those. I was kind of curious, and I'm always at, you know, I was, the people who are in the event, I'm always letting them ask, and then if there's time left over, I'll ask questions. So I asked one at the end.
Talk about the difference between camaraderie in the fleet and camaraderie on the team. More or less different?
It's definitely different. when I look back on the fleet squadrons I've been in, I love every single one of them. I love all the people that were in them. We were very tight. I think what's different is in the fleet, it kind of comes and goes in terms of how tight the team is. And it's all based on how much you're together. So when you're deployed, for example, I think you tend to get a little bit tighter because you are together all the time. You are, when you're deployed on an aircraft carrier, you're together 24/7 for however many months that is. It's supposed to be six. It's usually 9 to 10. You get really tight. And then when you come home, everybody's like, all right, I've had enough of you. I'm gonna go be with my family. I'm gonna go see my mom. I'm gonna go get out of town for a while. And I wouldn't say you drift apart, but you get a little bit of space to kind of do your own thing. You don't get that in the Blues. We are together all the time. We're together in El Centro. We're together. And what's funny about this team is because we're so focused on picking, and I say funny in the best possible way, because we're so focused on picking the right fit and the right people you can spend 300 days a year on the road with, is the handful of times we have spare time, all we do is call each other like, hey, what do you want to do? And we all get back together. So we spend a lot of time together because of the job. And then when we have time off, we find each other and get together to do other things. So we just end up together all the time. So it's definitely different. I would say that the Blue Angels are basically peak fleet ready room all the time. Probably the best way I can think to describe it.
Yeah, it's always fascinating. I'm always learning more and more. You might think, You know, having done this for 10 years and with Greg McWhirter and all the interviews I've done with all the Blue Angels, there's still always things that I'm learning. It's a fascinating thing to get into. And again, that's Commander Alex Armitage, the commanding officer of the Blue Angels that I heard at Five Flags Rotary a couple of weeks ago. 720. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of that, by the way, to the members of Five Flags. And for Don Quinn, Rear Admiral retired from NETSI, Naval Education Training Command here on the base, who I think is the speaker organizer for this year because he's had some good ones. There's actually another one that I've got to play for you a little bit later on that's pretty good as well that you'll appreciate. 720 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you need heating, air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical work done, well, Peden, they do all of that. They've been doing it for 55 years right here in Pensacola. Of course, in Ellison Field, they've been there for forever. You know, professional service, standby, 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, show up on time. You might think that's a silly thing, but that's kind of a, you know, like, just it's the professional little things that really make a difference. And they've been expanding. You know, they expanded east all the way to Tallahassee last year, west to Baldwin County, and even farther this year to Mobile. So they are all over the Gulf Coast, everywhere in the central time zone, basically. And with it being their 55th anniversary, one of the specials they have right now is that if you have an air conditioning unit and you get repairs done, there's no service fee. And there's $55 off the repairs if repair is the way you go. No, if replacement is the way you go, $555 off a new system. So either way you go, they will take care of you with a bit of a discount here for their 55th anniversary. So that's Peden, PEADEN.com. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God answers our prayers one of three ways: yes, wait, or no. When God says yes, we rejoice. When God says wait, we learn patience. When God says no, we are reminded that He is God, because if God couldn't say no, then He wouldn't be God, we would be. As our loving Father, He says no to His children, and we submit to His will. As our King, He says no, and we bow our knee. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul asks God three times to remove a thorn in the flesh, and essentially, God says no. But God told Paul, "I will give you grace to handle your trial." Sometimes God says no to our request, but then He says yes to sufficient grace to help in the time of need.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Laura and I really wanted something that was inviting. We didn't want the traditional stuffy jewelry store. We wanted it to be sort of coastal casual, sort of really inviting. A place that was fun, that people could come and enjoy and not feel like they were being pressured. And we were shocked when we were recognized as one of America's coolest stores in 2018. They said, you know, there's not a lot like this in the Southeast, much less Pensacola, and we're really proud of it. Come visit us at Beret Jewelers.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
We lost Doug.
What?
We can't find Doug.
What are you saying, Phil? We're getting married in 5 hours.
Yeah. That's not gonna happen.
Good morning, 724, News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Pensacola Morning News. Fairly significant storms right now over our area north of I-10 in both counties. at the moment. And this is part of a line that goes back past, well past Mobile, and it's kind of just coming our way. So we're right in the line. And some fairly strong straight winds look like just south of the Mobile Bay, south and west of there, that's kind of heading in our direction. So do be prepared that today may not be the day to go outside and play Frisbee or fly a kite, unless you want to go flying with a kite, which I don't, you know, depends on your weight, I suppose. Oh, speaking of that. Interesting and scary story. I'll tell you just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're heading westbound on Highway 90 between Dogwood and Avalon, we're seeing a lot of heavy traffic right there and major delays. So definitely want to plan ahead for that one. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. You know, Pensacola State College recently started talking about them on the radio as a, you know, as a supporter, a sponsor, because I just love them. I had a salesperson come to me and say, can you talk about them? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. A few years ago, it would have been kind of theoretical because, I mean, I knew them, but we've had kids go to them now. Like, two of our kids have gone through PSC as dual-enrolled high school students. I love PSC. Like, great teachers. Teachers who, a variety of like times for every course, so you can really pick the one that fits you. They'll work with you if you need an accommodation, or, you know, if you're lost on something, they're very eager to help. Sometimes you find at university that teachers are there more to do research and then they also teach, but at community college or junior college or state college, depending on what you want to call it, you know, they're there to teach, and they're just, they love doing it, and PSC is no exception to that. So our kids, both of them, 3 years dual enrolled high school at PSC, they went to university with a year and a half worth of college credit. It's pretty good. And we got a third one's getting ready to start that same exact process. So I recommend PSC. They're fantastic. You know, they've got huge resources for traditional or non-traditional students or dual enrolled. Pensacola, Warrenton, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your educational goals at pensacolastate.edu. A couple of weeks ago, I had a chance to go. We love going to Springs. We love paddleboarding. And that's kind of our new thing in the last year. And we also love going to Springs. Snorkeling in Springs is like one of my favorite things to do, just watching the fish and doing all this stuff. Cypress Springs is it's an okay place. It's a really popular place that people go up with their boats and they party up there, which is fine. But I went there. You cannot get there by land. You have to get there by water, which is kind of what makes it interesting. But we went a couple weeks ago, and they have one of the few places that has a really good tree swing, rope swing. And where they don't mind you using it, and it's good, or at least nobody stops you. And it's got, like, cross pieces on the tree so you can climb up to it, okay? Well, just maybe the last day or two, there was a guy that decided that what he would do was climb up past the rope swing branch and stand on a branch that's, like, you know, 15 more feet in the air, so 60 feet in the air. And on video, because they've got a video from one of the other trees that looks at the area, I suppose for, you know, negligence or criminal or whatever, he falls from 60 feet. The branches break under his weight, and he goes crashing down to the water below, thankfully not injured all that badly, which is kind of amazing given that he hit a branch on the way down and another branch. And, you know, the rope swing is intact, so the rope swing is still there. But a good lesson there is use the rope swing. You know, we know that branch will hold people. The other branches, we don't stand behind them. Also, when you're, you know, 50 and you push 200 pounds, maybe you should, I'm just guessing by the looks of it, maybe you shouldn't be the one experimenting at the top of the tree. Just generally, good advice there. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has become the first Senate Democrat to publicly say that he doesn't believe President Biden can win the November election. Bennett said that on CNN. He said during a private Capitol Hill meeting that he didn't believe that Biden could beat Trump. BMW recalling about 400,000 cars in the U.S. over faulty airbags. The recall including three series sedans made between 2006 and 2011 and three series sports wagons between 2006 and 2012. And a federal court is going to hear a lawsuit filed by Cowboys owner Jerry Jones this month. Jones is suing a woman and her mother for breach of contract. Alexandra Davis filed a paternity suit claiming Jones is her father as a result of a relationship he had in the 1990s with her mother. Jones claims he agreed in a settlement with her mother to support the girl, but the paternity suit violated that contract. That lawsuit begins the 19th.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 729 News Radio Pensacola. Oh, the video of the guy falling at Cypress Springs is on our Facebook page. So if you want to go revel in it, David's first look, I'm going now. Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Also, of course, Blue Angels this weekend, and we'll be covering them Saturday, noon to 2. Captain Greg McWhorter and I will be talking about the Blues, and then the Blues narrator you can hear on News Radio from 2 to 2:45. Same on Friday, just without the pre-show. So you can hear the Blues narrator, number 7 pilot, talking during the show on Friday if you want to listen either on the app for News Radio or, you know, 92.3 or 1620 or 95.3 or 98.7 Channel 3 on your digital. You know, we're available in a lot of different places. So that will be going on. This crazy story about the guy who tried to carjack the Secret Service agents near Sonia Sotomayor's house. Have you heard this? Yeah, they shot one of them and apprehended him. The other guys drove off in a van, but DC's just that unsafe that Secret Service agents get carjacked.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump targeting current Vice President Kamala Harris by poking fun at the choice by President Biden.
It was brilliant. Because it was an insurance policy, maybe the best insurance policy I've ever seen.
Mr. Trump, during his rally at his Doral Golf Club in Miami, Florida, President Biden attends the NATO summit today in Washington. Actor Alec Baldwin on trial in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He faces 18 months in jail if found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the Rust movie set.
A judge saying opening statements could begin as early as today, ruling Baldwin's role as a producer of the film was not relevant to the trial, a blow to prosecutors who aim to detail on-set safety concerns.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodman. The movie's armor has already been convicted. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now it is cloudy and some storms possibly moving through the area here soon. Right now, 79 degrees. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says missing 4-year-old Daryl Beck was found yesterday dead in a pond. The boy was autistic and had wandered off earlier yesterday morning.
Family is obviously devastated, and we just ask that you keep that family in your thoughts and prayers.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there, he says the search crews found the boy in a pond off Barano Park School Road yesterday afternoon. Multiple law enforcement agencies, canine officers, drones, and dive teams were all involved in that search. Officials say autistic children are at a higher risk of wandering away. There is a local program that could help those children. It's called Project Lifesaver. It's for kids with autism or individuals with brain injuries or dementia. In that program, they wear a bracelet that's equipped with a transmitter so search teams can easily find them. That program, they say, has a 100% success rate. For more information on that, check out autismpensacola.org. The Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon charged in the death of his wife last November is waiving his right to appear for an arraignment this week, thus pleading not guilty. According to the News Journal, Dr. Ben Brown was scheduled to appear Thursday after being arrested last month on a negligent manslaughter charge. 33-year-old Hillary Brown died 1 week after going into cardiac arrest as Ben Brown was operating on her. Investigators say Brown waited between 10 and 20 minutes before beginning CPR after she became unresponsive. He's currently free after posting $50,000 bond following his arrest. Florida law enforcement officials are pointing to a decline in drug overdose deaths as a sign of positive progress. State Attorney General Ashley Moody says overall across the state, overdose deaths are down 7%. Fentanyl and opioid deaths, 10%. That's based on state medical examiner numbers for the first half of last year.
This is the greatest percentage decrease in deaths caused by fentanyl in our state since 2016.
Moody credits law enforcement as well as efforts to help users stay alive and beat addiction. Still, officials with the FDLE say at least 2,500 people died of overdoses in that time period. Moody says federal border policies are encouraging fentanyl shipments from Mexico and elsewhere. Colorado State University now updating its forecast for the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. Researchers now predicting 25 named storms, 12 hurricanes, 6 major hurricanes. Their last forecast back in June, they had only called for 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and 5 major storms. There have already been 3 storms, Alberto, Chris, and Beryl. They point to very warm waters and of the tropical Atlantic and the likely transition to a La Nina weather pattern as the reasons for that change. And you might notice something a little bit different if you're crossing the state line anytime soon. New signs have been put up last week as you leave and enter the state. The signs now read, "Hurry back to the free state of Florida." When you come back into the state, there's one now that reads, "Welcome to the free state of Florida." It is 7:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. Seeing some delays if you're headed northbound on 29 right at Burgess. You're going to see some backup delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We will see scattered showers and thunderstorms through the early part of the day. 60% chance of rain overall. High this afternoon near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with a high near 92. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now, it is cloudy and some rainstorms going to be moving across the area. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
Savino with your money now. The world's largest contract chip maker easily beat estimates in a new earnings report thanks to booming demand for AI applications. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, or TSMC, counts Apple and NVIDIA as major customers. The company's seen its stock soar 80% this year as it benefits from the surge toward AI that's helped TSMC weather the tapering off of pandemic-led demand. It's being called a potential watershed moment for Europe's biggest car maker, and not the good kind. Volkswagen is considering closing an Audi electric vehicle plant in Germany. The company has never closed a car factory in the region, but the pricey site could become the first due to poor demand for an electric SUV produced there. Car makers have been grappling with waning EV sales, prompting a range of companies from Ford to Mercedes-Benz to rethink plans. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
Everyone. Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County clerk of court and comptroller, and I approve this message.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
That song is just plain false about our next guest, Amy Miller, who is the interim city administrator for the city of Pensacola. I do know her. I do not barely know her. I know her very well. Back from her days as the port director, and then as she moved through the ranks as the assistant city administrator, or deputy, I suppose, is the official title, over enterprises. That would mean Pensacola Gas, the airport and the port. And now, as she is the interim city manager, Mayor Reeves just got back late last night from his overseas trip, and so we wanted to give him a little bit of break, not have to, you know, get up so early. But Amy Miller is joining us now, and she's a big Joan Jett fan, which is why we played that. Is that right, Amy?
I am a huge Joan Jett fan. She is the original heavy metal female punk rocker, and I love her.
Amen. I couldn't agree more. Joan Jett's fantastic. So welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. It's been a couple of minutes since we talked to you on the air. But first of all, congratulations on the interim position.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. So now, your former position over the enterprises, are we hiring for that position? Are you still doing that job and the new job as well now that Kara Fiddler has left? Or what's kind of your job responsibilities right now?
Yeah, so I'm still doing my deputy city administrator job. So I'm still overseeing all of the enterprises, which are the port, the airport, the Pensacola Energy gas company. And then I also have Parks and Recreation, the parking enterprise, and the Sanger Theater under that umbrella.
Oh, I didn't know Sanger was there too. Okay.
Kara's right. Former duties. Yeah. And so I've absorbed Kara's former duties. And no, we are not currently advertising for a deputy city administrator position. We are, the mayor is doing a national search for a city administrator. You know, I don't want to fill my old position until I know if I'm going to have to go back to my old position or not.
Good. Well, you know, I've always been a believer that, now I know you can do any of the jobs. Like, I have full confidence in you, but I know a lot of times we promote people and, you know, maybe it turns out they're just a lot better at the thing they were doing before. And I've always thought it was kind of a mistake to not keep that as a possibility. And I love the idea of trial or interim basis promotions, because you know, you might find out they're a rock star at the next level. You might find out that they were best as a rock star at the prior level, you know, and I don't know why you have to lose the perfect person for the prior job. You know what I mean? So,
I agree with that completely, Andrew, and I 100% support the mayor's desire to do a national search. You don't know what diamonds are out there until you look. And, you know, to be completely honest, you know, I'm, you know, 5 years or less to retirement. And so that factors into the decision-making process as well. What I've told the mayor is that I'm here to, help him succeed as mayor, however he needs me to help him for however long he needs me to help him.
Outstanding. Well, I wanted to ask you, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but one that just came to my attention, and wouldn't you know it, we've got a parking question for the interim city administrator. I know the plan has been, you know, a plan that DC and I have talked about many times, but the plan has been that on Palafox, the free parking, the plan is to, that's going to kind of go away. And the plan is to expand the footprint of overall paid parking downtown. And the plan is also to eliminate the free late at night parking, which had been the norm. You know, parking would end at 5 or at 7 or 8 or 10 or whatever. And that at night is actually one of the hardest times to preserve parking inventory. So I know that that's all coming. But yesterday, somebody sent me a picture of a kiosk that has been installed on Palafox south of Garden with a note that says paid parking coming September 1st. Is that the rollout of the end of the 2 hours free on Palafox?
Yes. Yes, it is. And the mayor has talked about that pretty regularly in press conferences since about, as early as last fall, frankly, last year during the budget process leading into October in the new fiscal year, we started talking about these various changes to our parking program, the expansion of the parking district, the paid parking on Palafox, the change in the hours, change in rates. And we've been implementing those in a progression.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step in that progression is the implementation of the paid parking on Palafox. And so folks will notice those kiosks going in. They're not active yet. You don't have to pay to park until we'll announce it when it goes live. There'll be plenty of notification. But those kiosks are going in a few at a time because they're being delivered to us by the manufacturer a few at a time.
Okay.
So that's how that's taking place.
And just refresh my memory, there will not be any more free parking on Palafox all the way down to Plaza de Luna? Is that correct?
If
you're not sure, that's okay. I don't remember.
I'm not sure,
okay.
Andrew. I'm not sure where the paid is going to end, but that may very well be correct.
Okay, but at least, I think at least to Maine, if I'm not mistaken. Below Maine, I don't remember
correct.
For sure, but
yes,
okay.
Yes, at least to Maine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's, but again, just for people who are just tuning in and losing their minds, September 1st. it's not already in
correct.
Effect. That's coming September 1st, so very
that's
good.
That's correct. September 1st is the target implementation date, yes.
We're talking to Amy Miller. She is the interim city administrator for the city of Pensacola. Amy, hang on for just a second. Let's get John Pickens in here with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Seeing one accident to let you know about if you're traveling southbound on Avalon trying to get onto I-10. You're going to see some delays, heavy traffic backup. It's off to the side of the road, but it's still causing those delays. I-10, I-110 all flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Amy Miller, the interim city administrator for the city of Pensacola. Speaking of parking, you guys recently added a lot in the grassy knoll, I like to call it, behind the fire station on the north side of Langley in the Devil's Triangle sort of area there for overflow parking for the airport. And a lot of times when I drive by there, I don't see many cars, but apparently, at least periodically, it's been full or almost full. Is that right?
That lot gets a lot of a good bit of use, a good bit of consistent use. That particular lot, because it is so remote to the airport, is a long-term parking lot flat rate. So I don't recall what the flat rate is, but you can park there for up to 30 days for one flat rate.
Okay.
And a lot of folks do choose to use that and shuttle over to the airport because it's, frankly, cheaper than parking right next to the terminal building at the airport.
And shuttling to a parking lot is something that you do in every airport in the known universe. It's just something we haven't really had as much here of, right?
That's absolutely correct. And we just have – our airport is just growing so fast that, we are outpacing our growth projections that we weren't supposed to achieve until, 2030.
Yeah.
So we're really playing catch-up trying to get the airport not only the terminal, but parking as well, to catch up with the just amazing growth we're seeing.
You are, and you have been working on, but you are now especially tasked with working on some of the sort of big picture projects that the mayor wants to do and that the city is implementing, the strategic plan, the CRA revision, and the land development code update. My best understanding of the current stage of the LDC update is simplification in the sense of trying to make sure that there are no conflicts, no weirdnesses that are just kind of silly, but also just trying to make the thing simpler, maybe fewer categories, just trying to make it a little bit more user-friendly. Is that basically the goal at this phase of the LDC revamp?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's not really a complete rewriting or a complete overhaul of the LDC. It's really a review to look at kind of how user-friendly is our land development code? Does it make sense? Is it organized into categories that make sense? Is it easy to find the information? And as you said, do we have code that conflicts with one another that would cause confusion for, folks trying to develop a project or a business or a home or whatever? So it's that kind of review of Updating, yes, but really right sizing and right packaging our land development code.
And then also you're working on the strategic plan for the city. And I always ask this question because I think a lot of people hear the term strategic plan and they think that it falls into the kind of the Dilbert-esque sort of word generator things that don't mean much. But a strategic plan is meant to be like a mission statement for the city so you can say this is on mission or this is off mission for us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a way, you know, I always say, for example, with the port plan that was done several years ago, it's very easy to sell to the public or sell to city council or sell to the administration a new customer at the port, a new cargo opportunity at the port, if you can tie it back to that plan and say it is consistent with the plan in these areas. And that's the same reason that you have a citywide strategic plan, so that all of our city departments can gauge what they're spending their time on based on what our goals are for the city of Pensacola. And I think it's going to be a very robust process. Right now, we are still in the community input stage, and I would like to say for any of your listeners who haven't gone online and who haven't taken the survey, please do it. They can just Google Thrive to Strive Pensacola. And that website should be the first thing that populates in their Google search. It's really, really important that we get particularly younger folks, 25 and under, to take it, and minority communities to take the survey.
Drive to Strive, and it's just comes up as strivepensacola.com. So that's the that is a different website.
Nope, it's Thrive.
Oh, Drive to Thrive. I promoted something that is completely unrelated to what you're doing. I'm so sorry. I was trying to be helpful, and here I had failed completely. So, very good. I love it. Pensacola2035.com, I think, is the one. If I'm not wrong about that one, maybe we just move on.
Yep.
It's funny because I read the website name, not thinking about it, and then I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, that description does not match what she's talking about. So, okay, fair enough. Last thing for you, Amy Miller. Live radio is live radio. The red light cameras and all of that, I know I kind of ask persistently because I think everybody's kind of waiting for it. It's kind of like the parking kiosks, you know. We knew it's coming, but we keep hoping it's not this week. The red light cameras, some of us are like, we know it's coming and we hope it's this week. And some people are like, but I hope it's never. It's going to happen, but you're still, waiting on? What are we waiting on at this point?
We are waiting on, the project has to be permitted by the state of Florida. So we're waiting on that approval to come through. And we also, when the vendor surveyed the locations that we're going to install that infrastructure, some of them don't have existing electrical service that meets the requirements for the for running the cameras.
Okay.
And so we have some electrical work that's going to have to be done at those intersections in advance of the installation.
Okay. So permitting and parts. Which makes sense, you know, and in the post-COVID world, it's always the parts. And in the Florida world, it's also always the permitting. So I get that.
Isn't that the truth?
Amy Miller is the interim city administrator for the city of Pensacola. Amy, thank you so much for the time. And I don't know how often you get celebrated in public, but I've known you as long as I've lived here for 10 years. And, you know, you have been a fantastic resource to the city the entire time and also very available and willing to talk with me about things. So I appreciate you, and I know a lot of people appreciate the work that you do for the city. So best of luck, whether it's a full-time city administrator or back to the former deputy or anything else. But I know we appreciate you a lot. So thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate it.
You bet. 7:53 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're a company that has employees, you have benefits, you have to deal with things like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR management, payroll, and all of that, Torgerson Causey, they're really, really good at this. And I say that we've been using them for 7 years here at News Radio and Cat Country. And they've been great. And I say because as a client, right, like I'm an employee. And when we got them as our benefits agency, you know, I didn't know. And they gave us choices we didn't have before. And they gave us plans we didn't know about before. And every time we have questions, they have answers. Or if they don't have them right on the tip of their tongue, they go find out and get back to us with, detailed answers enough to please my wife, and she is a very detail-oriented industrial engineer by training, and so to make her satisfied with your level of competence is a big accomplishment, and they get the both thumbs up from my wife. So if you want to find out what they can do to help you at Torgerson Causey, give them a call, 433-9996. No obligation to look over what you're doing. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Your home is your place of comfort, so who can you trust to come into your home to update your countertops and leave them more beautiful than before? Graze Granite is committed to creating your dream kitchen or bathroom and ensures excellence with every job. All of their technicians are well qualified, licensed, and insured, a cut above the rest. Graze Granite strives to lead the industry in solid stone while servicing the local community with high-quality custom work. Graze Granite, 3141 Potter Street, online at grazegranite.com.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I look out there at all of you wonderful guys, and I say to myself, what I wouldn't give to be 20 years younger and a woman.
Lloyd Bridges is the best. From Hot Shots, by the way, in case you were forgetting. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. One accident to let you know about if you're heading southbound on Avalon toward I-10. Right before you try to get onto I-10, there's an accident. It's off to the side of the road, but it's causing some major delays. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a teenager's recovering after being bit by a shark in the leg. That happened in Volusia County at Ponce Inlet, just south of Daytona Beach. 14-year-old Dempsey Manhart shared the details.
I dove on top of the shark, and then it, I get spun around and bit me, I guess. And then it was, like, stuck in my leg, so I, like, punched it, and, like, it swam away.
Punched a shark. You hear that, Andrew?
That's what you do.
That's how you handle it.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
The attack happened on Monday morning at a junior lifeguard camp. Manhart did suffer a bite to the right calf and got 17 stitches.
Speaking of weird water injuries, have you now watched the video of the guy falling off the tree at the rope swing at Cypress Springs that I posted on our Facebook page?
How did he not die?
Seriously, I don't know. Because the shot he took from the main branch to the midsection and then flailing around like a rag doll, cartwheeling into the water.
He was up probably the rope
60
swing.
60 feet. The rope swing is 40 feet, 45 feet.
Yeah, and he was up well
15
above
feet
that.
Above that, yeah.
And he just falls like a rag doll.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it yet, check out the news radio Facebook page. It's amazing. It is insane. After kicking off this week's NATO summit, marking the 75th anniversary of the alliance, President Biden officially welcomes NATO allied leaders to the Washington, D.C. NATO summit today.
And he's doing a press conference, right?
And I believe he is, yeah.
Yeah, his first press conference in quite some time. So let's just say we'll see. You know, which president do we get?
Is today the big boy press conference they advertised?
I thought so. I could be wrong. But either way, there's going to be one theoretically coming this week with the NATO stuff. So, yeah.
All right.